Well, we want to thank you for taking time out to catch some conversation with us today on Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. It's great to have you here, as well as having Christine Lewis here. She is the featured artist this month at the Juno Artist Gallery downtown. She's perhaps best known for her Juno landscapes. And Christine, why are you so excited about the first Friday showing you have tonight at the gallery? And understand that that is from 4 to 6, so we'll actually have a chance to talk to you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me tonight, Rhonda. I am excited because I've been doing a lot of painting outside recently and have a lot of work that I'd like to show. This is new for me since last May. I've started trying to paint more and more outside and have quite a bit of new work to show.
So is it more challenging to paint outside? I mean, because you got wind blowing, rain, God knows what.
Yes, along with the bugs now and then. There is really a whole new learning curve to painting outside. There's a totally different type of lighting, which is really the main reason people enjoy painting outside. And it's definitely a new challenge.
But what do you get out of it? By, you know, what have you discovered in doing this?
I think what fascinates me the most is just being so blessed to stand out in the beauty of God's creation and absorb all that beauty and splendor, and then convert that inspiration that I receive into a painting to share with others.
So how did you go about selecting your pieces for tonight's gallery display? I mean, you have a tremendous body of work just looking at your website, so it must have been tough to just narrow it down.
Oh, thank you. I definitely like to focus on landscapes. There's so much inspiration around. My husband and I enjoy getting out hunting and fishing, and we garden and do small hikes. And there's so much inspiration in the landscape here that it's easy to find things to paint. But as far as choosing things to go on the wall, it was trying to have a little bit of variety. I do have my favorite locations, like painting over at Brotherhood Bridge. The glacier is always inspirational. Or trying to find some place that's a little bit secluded without being inundated with, I don't know, anything that might be interrupting, because you really do have to concentrate because the light changes so quickly. You don't have a lot of time to do a painting.
Well, a lot of people like to work off of photographs. You know, they'll go out in the summer, take a bunch of pictures, and then in the winter, work off of those photos. Do you do that as well?
I do, in fact. And it's been about 10 years that I've been doing oils. And I started out taking my own photographs, outdoors especially. And I do a lot of that, partly because we get so much rain. And just recently, again, we've had good long periods of sun where I've been able to get out and make it worthwhile. But it's definitely more inspirational to get outside. Once you start doing it, it's not quite the same to use a photo anymore.
Well, from what I understand, you're self-taught. Like, you didn't go to a big art school, that you learned on your own. How did you go about doing that?
Yes, it's been a journey, and I am really a big supporter of that. It takes a lot of time and a lot of practice, but I feel so blessed to be able to have access to YouTube videos. There are a lot of people out there teaching and doing demonstrations that you can view for yourself. And I was able to find a few people that did similar styles that I was interested in, and would watch their videos and sometimes purchase a workshop. And then on top of that, a lot of practice.
So what do you hope to accomplish with your work? I mean, what do you hope your art evokes in people when they see it?
I guess mostly the passion that I feel for the way I just love being out there. And I guess when I'm out there, I just feel such a huge sense of gratitude and thankfulness to God for how beautiful our surroundings are. It's just so enjoyable. It's free to get out and enjoy. I'm just so grateful for that. And when I get that inspiration, that's really my goal, to share that and evoke that feeling of thankfulness and gratitude in my work.
Well, I have seen that come out in your work when I've visited the gallery in the past. And one of the things that I especially like are the miniatures that you do, the smaller landscape paintings. How hard is that to do, to kind of scale it down?
I started doing those when I joined the gallery in 2017 and was really overwhelmed with the way people responded to them. They do take a little bit of time. They vary depending on the subject matter, but I have always kind of enjoyed detail anyway. But it's almost like a good practice session to see how it goes before I try a larger picture. But I'm so overwhelmed with how people enjoy them that it pushes me to continue to do them more. I really enjoy them.
You know, and it's kind of affordable art in a way. I think that's another thing that people like about it, is they can have a nice piece of your work, and it's affordable. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about that as kind of making art affordable for people?
I definitely do. I like the idea of everybody being able to own original art, not just prints. And prints can be wonderful, but my grandmothers were both artists, in fact, and one of them in particular started painting herself just so that after she got married, she had paintings to put in her house. And she painted until she was about 80 years old and sold many, many paintings that went all over the world. And that inspired me, too. I think that's a great, great thing.
Well, I heard another one of your specialties is that you, on commission, will do pet portraits. And that's very different from your other body of work with landscapes.
Yes, that's true. I do love getting a good pet commission. I've done several since I've been at the gallery, and I actually started during high school and college doing pencil portraits of children mostly, and then evolved into doing some pets, but it just doesn't give me the same inspiration that the landscape does, but I do still enjoy doing them for diversion.
So are you going to be out on this holiday weekend with your easel and your oil paint, pots of oil paint?
Well, we do have several more nice days predicted, so it's very likely.
So it's no holiday for you necessarily.
I really feel like every day is a holiday when I get out to paint. It's just the best thing that I can imagine. It's really, really fun.
So what are you working on this summer?
I actually have a list of things that I want to do, but my goal is to try a few new spots out on location and start doing some bigger ones. But again, because of the minis being, people being so interested in them, I'm going to try to paint some of those outside. They're actually 2.5 by 3.5 inches. And my wonderful husband makes all my easels and my frames, and he's made me a beautiful stand that holds my minis well, and I'm going to try to use that to paint outside and see what I can come up with.
So what are the things that you want to do next with your talents? Do you have your sights set on some new challenges?
I do, actually. I actually have a few family members with some pictures that they'd like me to do for them. One is of my niece, and she's exuberantly jumping at the beach. And I haven't done a full figure in quite a while. So I'm going to try that for her, and again, try some larger pieces of work too. So that would be a big challenge for me.
Well, you always have to have some kind of a challenge. So for those folks who just tuned in, I am talking to Christine Lewis, and tonight she is going to be at the Juno Artist Gallery. She is the featured Artist of the Month. And can you tell us a little bit about what you've prepared for this first Friday?
Well, I would like to say, too, that I'm so appreciative to the gallery and all the members. I believe we have about 16 members right now. They're always so encouraging and supportive of me and my work. And it's just a wonderful thing to have a co-op where the members can support each other in their various skills. And it's a great thing. So I'm not sure who all will be joining me tonight, but I am looking forward greatly to sharing my new work and getting to talk to a few people and express to them how wonderful it is to just be in Juneau and to get outside and share the beauty that I get to paint.
Well, you know, there is so much beauty, and there is a lot of art inspired by that. I mean, you can just look in that gallery and see waterfall paintings and all kinds of wonders there. But you have to wonder, too, how people select their subjects, because there is just mm-hmm. so much to choose from. I mean, how do you go about sort of prioritizing, oh, I'll paint this or that?
Yes, it is very difficult at times. I think for me, I think my goal is usually to suggest the lighting on a scene and, you know, not get it exact, but to suggest whatever the lighting situation is. And for me, particularly, I like mornings. I'm a morning person and I love the sunrise. I love to get up and be out there even before sunrise. It's just really interesting to observe the changing as the light changes throughout the day and how it influences everything we see. So when you're outside, it's especially challenging because, as we all know here, it's so broad and vast what we are looking at. So to hone in on a small image, a small part of what you see, to do a painting can be very challenging, but it's often almost impossible to do.
But somehow you managed to do it. Well, good luck with your gallery First Friday event tonight. That's really exciting. I know people are glad to be able to see the artists in person now and get to ask them questions about their work. So thanks so much, and we hope it all goes well.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.